Es kann so sehr nicht, was ich jetzt sagen, aber wenn wir Jehuda mit sich das Besuch im Daf Kuf Aleph. Sagt die Gemara, das Talmidim understood Shmuel Shita as being that one must make another Kiddush if he changes location from one house to another. However, changing locations within a house, they thought would not require that an additional Kiddush be made. Rav Onan Bar Tachlifa said, I was with Shmuel when he made Kiddush on the roof, went down to the ground floor, and made Kiddush again. Zakh Gemara Rav Huna also held that Kiddush must be made in the place where one eats, Kiddush Makom Suda, because he once made Kiddush and then his candles went out. He took his things and went to eat in his son's house. When he got there, he made again Kiddush and then ate. Where it says Rabba also held that in Kiddush Makom Suda, because Abaya said that Rabba would tell Talmidim to eat after having heard his Kiddush in case the light at the place that they were staying would go out and they would not be able to make Kiddush over there because they would not ultimately eat there. Reflecting more, Abaya said that Rabba always followed Rav over Shmuel except for three places. If so, how could he have said that Rabba passed like Shmuel over here? Or said Rabba followed Rav when Rav was more chumadik. In this case, Shmuel was the one who was more chumadik, and therefore Rabba followed Shmuel. Zakhting Mar Rabbi Yechanan said, one who made or heard Kiddush in Shul does not have to make another Kiddush or even another Hagofen when he gets home. We find elsewhere that Rabbi Yechanan said that one need not make a new Hagofen just because he changes locations. In fact, Mar Abraisa says that one does have to make a new Hagofen if he changes locations. Zakhting Mar Tiyufta, the Rabbi Yechanan Tiyufta. Rav Chista said in the name of Rav Huna, a new Hagofen only has to be made when changing locations from house to house, but not when changing locations within the same house. Rav Ida Bar Oven said, this was taught by Rav Hinak in a Braisa as well. Rav Huna wasn't aware of the Braisa, and therefore he had to state it on his own. Rav Chista said, the only time a change in location requires a new bracha is when he's eating something that does not require that the bracha achroina be made in the place where he's eating, for example, a burn of fashas. Rav Sheisha says that whether the bracha achroina needs to be made in the place of eating or not, a change of location always requires a new bracha to be made. Reflecting more, Abraisa says if a group was sitting and drinking wine and they then uprooted themselves, they were oiker themselves to go out and greet a chasan and kala, they do not need to make a bracha achroina before leaving or a new bracha upon their return if someone from the group remained behind and did not leave with them. So there's someone who was left behind. Now it seems that if no one had remained behind, a new bracha would have to be made, although the bracha achroina is of the type that would be made in the place where they ate. This is shver according to Rav Chista. And for the Gemara of Nachman Yitzchak said, the Abraisa follows the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, who says in another braisa that someone from the group has to remain in behind in order for a new bracha not to be required. However, the Rabbanon argue on Rabbi Yehuda, and Rav Chista would hold like the Rabbanon.